let's go to the theatre and look at some forthcoming performances with audio description. Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye is with us. Hello, Anne.
Hello there, Alan.
Are you really busy? Are you getting to enjoy the weather we're having at the moment?
Sadly, I'm doing a lot of looking out of the window or sitting in dark theatres. But otherwise, we've still got loads of shows, loads of things happening. So if people want to sit in an air-conditioned theatre, then they should come along.
No outdoor shows today, unfortunately, Anne, but we've got three.
No, sadly.
Three great productions. And we're going to start off with a massive show touring around at the moment. It's Hamilton.
So this is the story of America's founding father, Alexander Hamilton, who was an immigrant from the West Indies. He became George Washington's right-hand man during the Revolutionary War. He helped shape the foundations of America, and it's all told through a mix of hip-hop, jazz, blues, rap. I think the production is particularly known for the rap numbers. I have to say, these do present a challenge to the audio describer. It's really hard to get a word in during the rap numbers and do justice to the shapes which are being created on stage. There's a chorus, an ensemble of dancers who create the most amazing movement and add to the stage picture. But there's little time to describe them in certain numbers, but as the pace slows a little in some of the others, we can do them a bit more justice. But we always have a really interesting touch tour with this one, and the company are very helpful, very welcoming. And if you can get tickets, because it does tend to sell out everywhere, you're promised a really interesting night. It's quite a phenomenon. There are lots of people that go who seem to know the whole show off by heart. So it's become one of those shows that people go and see again and again. And it's great that we can open it up and make it more inclusive and welcome people along to the audio description.
My daughter is one of those, and she knows the songs off by heart. She's going to see it towards the end of the year, actually. She's going to see Hamilton. So, as you say, a hugely popular one. And yeah, if you're going to go see it, get in early and get your tickets. What are you going to be describing next, Anne?
This one's going to be described in Liverpool by Faith Agaba, who is one of our Mind's Eye describers, and she will be there on the 29th of May. But as we're saying, incredibly popular. So if you are planning to come, especially if you want tickets near the front, and if you want to come on the touch tour, please do let the theatre know just as soon as possible.
Absolutely. And we'll give contact details later as well if you want to find out more about Anne's work and check her calendar. Okay, couple more to go. Now, this next one, Maria and Rosetta. I haven't heard of this one, Anne.
No, we're really thrilled to have been asked to audio describe this one. It's only being done at the Rose Theatre, Kingston, and then it's going into the West End. So we have been asked to describe it. The one place it's going after it's been at the Rose Theatre, it's going to the Grand Theatre in Wolverhampton. So a real coup for them to have Beverly Knight performing in it. It promises to just be a stomping performance with amazing rock and roll music and kind of a little bit gospel and blues kind of music. So I have to admit, I hadn't heard of Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She's described as the roof-raising godmother of rock and roll. She's influenced countless musicians from Elvis to Johnny Cash, and this is her story. So we're going back to Mississippi, 1946. She is well known for her exuberant electric guitar playing style, but she's shunned by the straight-laced church folk who don't really like her rhythm and blues approach. and she persuades a saintly young singer, Marie, to join her. Of course, at this time we had segregation in the southern states, so we follow them as they go on their journey. Peace in the Valley, Didn't It Rain, just two of the numbers, Beverly Knight performing live, and just this one chance to catch it before it goes into London. So we're absolutely thrilled to be asked to do it, and it promises to be a fantastic night. And again, I think it'll be very popular, so I would recommend early booking.
Sounds phenomenal. And before that one hits the West End, yeah, do. So you're describing this at Wolverhampton Grand. When is that one?
This one is on the 31st of May. As we said, book early for that one, and think your feet will be tapping. It'd be hard to sit still, I think, while you're enjoying the music.
Amazing. Let's go to one, and I always associate this with Christmas, but it's on tour again at the moment. It's The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe.
Yes, that's right. We do have snowfalls and we do have scenes set at Christmas time. So The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe, we invite you to step through the wardrobe into the magical kingdom of Narnia. We join Lucy, Edmund, Susan and Peter. They meet new friends, they face dangerous foes. It's quite a thrilling, chilling, maybe a tiny bit frightening story at times. We meet the King Aslan, we meet various different characters, and of course the witch when she appears, moments of pure theatricality, an amazing white costume, and she has such power. And it seems as if she is going to take over the whole world before the good powers fight back. So it's a really good one as an introduction for young people and children into the world of theatre, storytelling, theatricality. Again, we'll have a great touch tour exploring the set, the costumes, and I think it will be very popular as it tours around the country. We're in Stoke on the 5th of June, and then our next date for it is the 8th of July at Norwich Theatre Royal, and we will be describing it at various places throughout the year. So check your local theatre. If they're not providing an audio description for it, it's always worth asking them, saying that you would like to come along, you know people who would like to come along, and hopefully we'll get even more performances audio described.
Yes, please do. Some great shows there and in that selection. But if people would like to find out more about your bulging calendar, or would like to get in touch with you about AD, how do they do that?
Always check the website. That's a great place to start. If you go to mindseyedescription.co.uk and go to the events page, then we do have, as you mentioned, Alan, a very full calendar that has details of shows for the rest of the year going well into next year as well. If you've got a question or you just want to get in touch, mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, and we always update all the details of the touch tours, what's happening every week on there. So that's Mind's Eye Description. It's the same on Instagram, Mind's Eye Description. And then we're at Mind's Eye Arts if you want to contact us on what used to be Twitter. So lots of ways to get in touch. We love hearing from people. We love hearing your feedback as well. Just any comments at all, very, very welcome. And love to hear from you.
And great to chat with you as always. Again, another great selection there on to at the moment. We'll catch up with you again next month. But thanks again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.